Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Michael Wilson, who's Executive Director of Maryland Hunger Solutions. And Michael's here this morning to talk to us about hunger in Central Maryland and in Maryland. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Very glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know that I interviewed your predecessor about 3 or 4 years ago, and goodness knows things have changed in 3 or 4 years, some for the better, some for the worse in terms of hunger, I know.
Yes.
But thank you for coming today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm sure Kathy told you a good story, and I'll try to do as well as she did.
Good. Thanks. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Sure. Maryland Hunger Solutions is a statewide organization. We work in all parts of the state of Maryland, and we work to end hunger in the state of Maryland. That's our goal. Very simple. Just want to end hunger. And we do that in a variety of methods. We do that through advocacy at the state, county, local, and federal level. We do that by doing connections, connecting folks to resources. And we do that by working with all of the federal nutrition programs, from food stamps to school meals to WIC, in every way that already exists. Now, our view is that if, for example, if you and I were going to go out and run a race, we wouldn't build a racetrack. We'd go out there where there actually was a place to already run. So we know that there are existing federal nutrition programs who can help address hunger here in the state of Maryland. We want to have full participation as much as possible.
Yeah, that's a great goal. The dilemma is getting there.
Yeah, it's hard. So we try to make a little progress every day, whether it's in Baltimore City or whether it's in Baltimore County or in Howard County or Anne Arundel County. There are lots of different things that we're doing all the time, and I'd be glad to talk about some of those today.
Great. For somebody who's interested, how can someone find out more information?
So we have a website, mdhungersolutions.org, and talks a lot about all the things that we're doing.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And we also have a phone number. People can call us at 410-528-0021. We use a lot of volunteers on lots of different ways, and we always want to help teach people and help train people. We know if we want to end hunger in the state of Maryland, we can't do that on our own. We need lots of allies. We need lots of assistance. And so we work with local groups, whether it's the Baltimore a Partnership to End Childhood Hunger or the Prince George's County Food Equity Council or the Baltimore County. Baltimore County is just starting a food policy council as well. There are lots of ways for us to work with other folks.
Great. Great. And as executive director, your job is to make everything work, right?
My job is to try to make everything work. What I always joke about is as executive director, I actually work for everybody else. So whether it's our folks who are doing food stamp sign up or our folks who are working with school meals and school breakfast or our folks who are working with after school meals or farmers markets, they tell me what they need and then I end up having to work for them.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Let's talk about hunger in Maryland.
Sure.
How are we doing?
So we're doing better than we were, but we're not doing as well as we can. Maryland is, by per capita income, the wealthiest state in the nation. So we're the wealthiest state in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. And yet and still, we have hunger here in the state of Maryland. Hunger is something that isn't as visible as other forms of poverty like housing or homelessness. People who may be living in your community may be hungry and you may not know it. And by hungry, we don't mean that, you know, oh, it's time for me to eat dinner or it's time for me to eat lunch or just a snack. It's people who don't know where their next meal is coming from. So there are about 770,000 people in the state of Maryland, for example, who utilize the federal food stamp program.
700,000?
Over 770,000.
Wow.
So that's all across the state, whether it's in Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, Montgomery, Prince George's, Calvert County, all over the state. So that's the number that we know. And we know even amongst that number, there are still thousands who are eligible who are not getting the program. And we're trying to make sure that people utilize the program wherever possible.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there is there are a better number of programs that are out there.
Right.
But getting folks to use them is a whole other issue.
That's right. So one of the challenges that we found, for example, last year, there's a federal program for schools called the Community Eligibility Provision. And the way that works is that schools, instead of, particularly high poverty schools, instead of having kids fill out the free and reduced meal applications and figure out, you know, Bill, your meal is going to be free, Michael, your meal is going to be reduced, and Rachel, you're going to have to pay full fare for your meal. There's a program that lets high poverty schools eliminate that paperwork, eliminate that bureaucracy, and feeds kids more efficiently. And there was a quirk between the federal program that does that and the state law that deals with compensatory education. It's a little bit wonky, but I want to just say this about it.
Uh-huh.
When we were able to get a fix in the state legislature last year, Baltimore City began to feed every kid in the city breakfast and lunch for free.
Wow.
So every Baltimore City student now gets breakfast or lunch for free. And that's federally reimbursed. So that's better for Baltimore City economically. That's better for every single one of their families. And that's better for those students, because kids who are hungry can't learn.
Right.
Kids who are hungry don't participate, don't do as well in school. And so by providing additional meals, we know we're going to make a difference for Baltimore City students.
Yeah. That's all these things really are linked together, aren't they?
They really are. They really are, because the common denominator for folks who are experiencing hunger is, by and large, they're experiencing poverty. And poverty is the basis for them not being able to take care of themselves and be able to know where their next meal's coming from.
Yeah, I know. And another part of the question of hunger is nutrition.
That's correct. So, you know, one of the things we focus on is not just hunger, but to the extent that people have challenges, it's also about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of Maryland, the minimum food stamp benefit is $16 a month. So there are about 29,000 people all around the state who actually get $16 a month.
Boy, that's not much.
It's not much.
And it's 50 cents a day?
It's actually 53 cents a day on average.
53 cents a day.
Right. So if that's
not even enough for gum now.
If that's your benefit, not only can you not eat enough, but you can't eat healthy.
Yeah.
And so we're working with legislation right now in the state of Maryland to try to increase that minimum benefit. Our neighbors in D.C. have done this, and we're trying to get it increased to $30 a month. We had witnesses.
That's at least a dollar a day.
That's almost a dollar a day.
Yeah.
But that will let people eat healthier as well.
Mm.
We had a gentleman from Baltimore City who went and testified, who's 62 years old, talked about the challenges being able to eat healthy. We had an 89-year-old woman from Montgomery County come talk about how when she was younger, she used to help other people through her church, and now she finds herself on the other side of the ledger. And it's just a challenge. How can you expect an 89-year-old woman living in Montgomery County to be able to survive on $16 a month? And it's a cruel thing. So we think it's an investment not only in their health and their nutrition, but also in our own healthcare system. It's also an investment in our own retail, because people who get food stamps spend them in grocery stores, in farmers markets. It helps the economy move along as well. So it's really a win-win-win if we can do that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that folks that want to reduce these things or control the cost of these things forget, that we're really talking about economic development here.
Well, we're talking about the economy
as
well as we're talking about healthcare
as
well as we're talking about nutrition. They're all combined. They're very much linked.
Yeah.
And whenever you do a reduction, you're going to have an impact in all of those areas.
Yeah, indeed. If somebody is hungry,
right,
listening to this show,
yeah,
or has somebody that a friend of theirs or somebody acquaintance or something,
right,
what can they do?
Well, I think there are two answers to that question.
Mm-hmm.
So the first answer is If you have an emergency food need, you really do need to talk to a food bank, whether it's the Maryland Food Bank or the Capital Area Food Bank or Manna Food in Montgomery County. There are pantries and food banks all around the state, and those are for emergency situations. Because if you need something because you haven't eaten in a day or you don't know where your next meal is coming from, the food bank is the best place for you to get emergency food assistance. The second thing is to find out if you're eligible for programs. So you can contact Maryland Hunger Solutions through our website or on our phone number. Or our website is mdhungersolutions.org, and our phone number is 410-528-0021. But also you can contact your local Department of Social Services. There are lots of places where people can help you figure out which programs you're eligible for, and that can help you over the long run. As opposed to the emergency food needs that are going on right now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. One of the things I think we tend to forget is that sometimes we've been talking in this show about limitations and about problems in delivering these things, but there are programs out there, and folks should, if you're having problems, you should check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Rather than just sitting there and assuming that there's nobody there to help.
Right. There are people out there to help, and our organization is one of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are lots of ways for people to get connected, to be able to be helpful, not only for themselves, but for their neighbors.
Right.
For folks, other folks in Maryland. So, for example, a couple of years ago when they were debating the farm bill in the state in the Congress, mm-hmm. and there was an attempt to make drastic cuts in food stamps, we knew it was an opportunity for us to reach out to folks all around the state. So we actually had more than 100 different churches and synagogues and mosques sign on to a group letter to all the entire Maryland congressional delegation saying, as people of faith, we do not want you to cut these programs. We think the food stamp program is an important program, and it should not be cut. And we think that's an important message to be delivered in lots of ways. And so that was one of the things that we were able to accomplish.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned how was Annapolis anyway? I think we're just about in the final kind of.
Yeah, we're in the final days. So Annapolis is a complicated place. You know, you have lots of legislators who have their own agenda. You have the governor who has a lot of power, has things that he wants to accomplish. And the goal for organizations like ours is to try to be the voice for those who are hungry, who otherwise don't really have a direct voice in those debates. So we're having the conversation about raising the minimum food stamp benefit. We're having the conversation about trying to increase school breakfast programs. Part of the problem for school breakfast programs is that if you come to school late and you miss breakfast at home and you miss it at school, it really didn't help you. And so we're trying to push to have what we call breakfast after the bell. And breakfast after the bell means a lot of different methods of doing it, whether it's a grab-and-go method or it's a breakfast in the classroom or it's a second chance. But if we do breakfast after the bell, we'll get more kids who actually can benefit from the breakfast program.
That makes sense. That makes sense. How can our listeners help?
So first of all, you know, listening here, I think, helps because it helps to educate you about what's going on. You can go to our website where we have lots of tools, mdhungersolutions.org, and things that people can join us to do. People can volunteer. But people should contact their legislators now and say, hey, I'm interested in this issue of hunger. What are you doing to help try to address hunger in the state of Maryland?
Yeah.
Whether it's increasing the minimum food stamp benefit or making sure that kids get breakfast in school. I think that would be a very simple message to give your legislator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I must commend you. I must commend you, Michael, and your group, because hunger is a critical issue, and it's tied to so many things. As the Reverend Michael Flager, who's a well-known advocate for hunger and for various things in New York, said, "When I see that there's a hungry child, it makes me tremble."
Right.
Makes me tremble. And that means that we all need to do something about it.
Right.
Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. Our website is mdhungersolutions.org, MD obviously for Maryland. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 410-528-0021. And we're always looking for volunteers to help us do stuff. And as I say, we work all around the state of Maryland. One of my staff is in Frederick County today. We're doing work down in Montgomery and Prince George's County today. We'll be wherever we're needed to try to address hunger, wherever it is in the state of Maryland.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, keep up your good work.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about this.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm honored to have you here. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Michael Wilson, who's Executive Director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, for being our guest. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We're trying.
And for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.